So it goes far beyond the hitting or what we might read in the paper that's been illegal. There are many parts to domestic violence that are not illegal, but are very debilitating. So when we understand the emotional, the psychological, the mental abuse, the financial control, using the children as pawns, creating isolation so that the individual doesn't have a good support system, those all create those very real barriers to making leaving successful. So we know that it takes an average of 5 to 7 times for a survivor to leave before it's finally successful and things come together, that that person is able to sustain themselves, become self-sufficient, and to become resilient.